Nitai Pada Kamalam, Koti Chandra Shushitala. Lord Nityananda's lotus feet are like a reservoir, actually millions and millions of cooling moons, to cool the blazing fire of the desire to enjoy material life, which is only causing the living entities unlimited amounts of suffering. So those lotus feet have come to Ljubljana. And these feet have been traveling all over the world, blessing the world by their presence and giving so many others an opportunity to serve those lotus feet. And by serving the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, one becomes what we say purified and feels happy in their devotional process and gets the mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are very fortunate that the personal servants of Lord Nityananda are here tonight to be with us. His Grace Janani Vas Prabhu, His Grace Rajavilas Prabhu, and their team of devotees who are working hard tirelessly to serve the mission and the desire of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda by bringing probably the most powerful and most, what we say, monumental project of spreading spiritual life worldwide by glorifying Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya in their own place, Sri Navadvip Dham, by building this wonderful glorification to Sri Sri Radha Madhava, Sri Panchatantra, Sri Pallad Nisringadev, and for the glorification of Srila Prabhupada, whose desire was to actually bring this to us. In 1974, Srila Prabhupada established the cornerstone. He laid the cornerstone in Mayapur Dham for the building of this temple. So Srila Prabhupada carrying out the desire of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, it was the instrument for us to get involved in this wonderful project. So it's a very rare and it's a very, what we say, fortunate occasion to be able to participate in Lord Chaitanya's and Lord Nityananda's mission. Because Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda's mission is spreading rapidly around the world. But this particular project, this building of this grand temple in the home, in the place where Lord Chaitanya performed his pastimes, will take Krishna consciousness quickly around the world. And that is mentioned in the Shastras. So all of you, take this as a great opportunity to participate in Lord Chaitanya's Leela by contributing whatever way you can to bring this more and more to a reality. It is already manifested on the spiritual platform, and now it has to manifest on the platform where we are. And that is based on the desire of the devotees. The Lord can do it himself, but then we don't get the opportunity to serve. We don't get the opportunity to become purified. We don't get the opportunity to take part in this very rare mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is their mercy. So we are so fortunate to have that opportunity. And every year I'm going to Sridhar Mayapur for the Mayapur Festival, Lord Chaitanya Festival. And each year the temple is becoming more and more manifested. This year, and on February 7th, we installed the chakras over Sri Sri Radha Madhava and Lord Nisringadev. And that was such a landmark ceremony, which was so glorious that everyone felt the temple is here. It was almost like, although it wasn't completely functioning, we all felt that we had done something or been part of something very, very, in other words, it was happening in all of our lives. And for me, it was just a wonderful experience to be there. So please, you can also be there in heart and mind and in activity as you hear from these devotees who will inspire you to how you can take part in this wonderful mission. It is a rare occasion. It's not about raising money. It's about purifying our heart and actually taking part in Lord Chaitanya's mission. This is very special. So thank you very much for all coming, for coming out tonight. And now the program will actually begin. You'll hear more and more how glorious this particular project is. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Om Akyant Mirandasya Jananjanan Shalakayo Chakshurun Vinitandina Tasmaya Shri Gravindama Jaya Shri Panchatattva Ki
Jaya
Shri Jogpit Dham Ki Jaya. Is that right?
Nava
Yoga Nava Yoga Pit. Oh, Nava Yoga Pit. New Yoga Pit Ki Jaya. So I was very happy and surprised when I walked in on myself. Big Panchatattva, right? I was greeted. Well, someone said, "Welcome home," and I walked in. Well, I'm home. Is it Panchatattva there? Very beautiful deities. I never expected the Panchatattva to see the Panchatattva here. So we're very fortunate to be here with you. Thank you so much for your inviting us, and thank you all for coming to attend the program. It's also the appearance day of Janaba Devi, who is Lord Nityananda's consort. Her birthday, so she'll be present with her Lord, wherever the Lord is, his potency is there, his consort, so she'll be present here, and she'll contribute to the glorification of her husband's lotus feet. So here we have Panchatattva. Panchatattva are the Yuga avatars for the age of Kali Yuga. They've come to give the process in Kali Yuga. And without going through Panchatattva, we cannot approach Radha Krishna in this age. So these five truths are there. Srivas Thakur, he's the pure devotee of the Lord. We approach a pure devotee. From him we get the science of Krishna consciousness, which is coming from Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya is given the science of Krishna consciousness. By following that process, by accepting a pure devotee, by following the process, one comes out of the material modes of nature into the Sudhasattva platform, that is Nityananda Prabhu's platform. He functions, he expands as the Dharma, as the eternal existence, Sandini potency. And when you're out of the material world in the Dharma, then you can approach Gadadhara Pandit, who is Srimati Radharani, the Shakti, Haladini Shakti. And when you can please the Haladini Shakti, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very pleased. Krishna, he's only attracted to his Haladini potency. Krishna's business is pleasure. Pleasure means the Haladini potency. So he's only attracted to that. But by a service to the Panchatattva, then we become awakened. We also have some Haladini potency. We are Satchit Ananda, but small in. So that Ananda means Haladini potency. So Krishna is attracted by that. When the devotional attitude is correct, Krishna is he's always only attracted by Haladini. when our service attitude becomes mature, then the Panchatattva will reveal these truths to us, and Krishna will become attracted to that Haladini potency that we have, that in small size, but it's there. And it's attracted. So what is Krishna attracted to? He's attracted to the Haladini potency of every living entity. But that's nothing but Radharani's potency. So factually, there's nothing in existence except Krishna's attraction to Radharani in the form of so many jivas. So these the Panchatattva have come as the Yuga avatars, and we have to go through them in Kali Yuga. And specifically, we have direct instructions from Mahaprabhu. They're revealing their desires, how we can serve them. We are the eternal servants of Krishna, Gauranga. And they have given us now some practical way to do seva, do service. It's their own desire. Nityananda Prabhu was with Jiva Goswami making the Navadvip Dham Parikram. And when they reached the border of Mayapur, Nityananda Prabhu, he said, "Iha, at this place here, Adbhut Mandir Hoi Biprakash, Gauranga Nitya Seva Hoi Biprakash." That an astonishing temple will appear here in Sri Dham Mayapur. And from that temple, service to Lord Gauranga spreads all over the world. Gauranga Nitya Seva Hoi Biprakash. That's the Lord's desire. So here he is giving us a direct service. His service that spreads all around the world. But it starts from this temple. This is the prediction. Priti piti chatavaka nagarati gram savacha pracha hoi bimoranam. In every town and village of the world, the holy name will be heard. This is the desires of the Lord. And we see quite practically now in Nava Jogapitam. We are one town, we are one village in the world. What's the name of the village? Town.
This village?
Yeah.
Town. This town is Lululala.
Luthiana. Yeah. Something like that. Oh, but it's a town, it's in this world, it's somewhere in this world. So these are the prediction of Mahaprabhu. It's happening. This is his prediction. What is manifesting now is the Lord's desire. And you see, and as a result of his fulfilling his desire, what's the result? You're all coming here, you're all happy, you're all dancing and chanting, you're worshipping Gaura. So we see practically how the Lord's desire is manifesting. And Jiva Nityananda Prabhu told Jiva Goswami many other predictions as well. And he said that by the Lord's desire, after Mahaprabhu finishes his pastimes in Nabadweep, the river Ganges will come and flood the whole area for 100 years. Our ashram is right on the bank of the river Ganges in Mayapur. So sometimes it floods over and floods the area. Anyway, this is a big flood comes after Mahaprabhu's pastime is finished. For 100 years, the place is flooded. Then after that, it's not flooded, but Ganga Devi is just twisting like a snake for the pleasure of Gauranga. And she washes everything away, all the pastime places. Even the Jogpit gets lost. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had to rediscover it later on. But it was actually lost over those hundreds of years, because 300 years Ganga was twisting. 300 years, 100 years flooding, that's 400 years. So Nityananda Prabhu said, then, after that 400 years, know for certain that know for certain that the task of revealing the Dharma will begin again in earnest at this time. So that coincides almost, that 400 years coincides almost exactly when Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur rediscovered the birthplace and establishes Mayapur again. And many, all the devotees again will come back and live in Mayapur as before, because it's not flooded. So they all come back and they will build residential buildings. How many of you have been to Mayapur? Hari Hari Bol. How many of you are on your way to Mayapur? You're going to Mayapur? Very good. So most of you have been recently, you've seen hundreds and hundreds of houses there. Villages of devotees. When we started there, this project, Srila Prabhupada started in 1972, This was all rice fields. It was nothing but flat rice fields. You could see in every direction, you could see the horizon. But now you go, you've seen, those who have been there. There's buildings, buildings, buildings that literally all devotees, they're buying, building houses there, and they're popping, their villages are popping up. We have Gauranga Naga, Abhay Naga, Saraswati Naga, Goshalapara, Grihasthapara. Their villages, these are all the predictions all coming true. Then also he says, many, many ghats again will be built on the river Ganges. Now they're building ghats there. The government of the Ministry of Tourism spent some crores of rupees to establish a nice ghat there. There's Madhav ghat, Prabhupada's ghat. So all these ghats on the bank of the Ganges again will be built according to the desire of the Lord. And many, many temples will appear. And one very astonishing temple will appear. Adbhut Mandir Hoibi, because Gauranga Nitya Seva Hoibi. And from that temple, service to Lord Gauranga will spread all over the world. Or as Srila Prabhupada said in one purport, in Chaitanya Charamrita, that periodically there is a flood in Mayapur Dham. This is an indication that the flood of love of Godhead will begin in Mayapur and spread all over the world. So that was Prabhupada's translation. Flood of love of Godhead will sweep all over the world. How will it come in the form of love? It comes in the form of service. Gauranga Nitya Seva, he's come to give his service. Oh, Mahaprabhu, he doesn't need anything, he's got everything. So why we are emphasizing service? We're always hearing service, service, devotional service. If he doesn't need anything, no, but he has come, and he is giving his service, because through service you can manifest your love for Krishna. How else can you manifest love without service? There has to be some relationship. I love you, you love me. So there has to be relationship. That means service. There must be some service going on. So this is what Mahaprabhu come to give. He's come to give you service to his lotus feet. It's very difficult to serve Radha Krishna. Very difficult to approach. That same Radha Krishna have become one. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nayanya. They become one as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And made it easy to them to approach. And they're giving their service. Radha Krishna, there's some qualifications required to approach Radha Krishna. Sarvatanam parityaja mamekam. You've got to surrender everything. And surrender to me. Well, people found that difficult. To surrender to Krishna, everything to Krishna. But here, Radha and Krishna join together and they become Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu is not making any demands. He's simply giving here, take, here, take Krishna consciousness, chant Hare Krishna, dance in ecstasy, take Vishadam, Hare Bol. He's giving. They're only giving. They're all giving. So, this is their mercy, that they're giving us a service. Because by this service we can express our love for Krishna. Without service, how we can do that? So this is the magnanimity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here is a service. How you perform your service, that is your bhakti. That is your bhakti. This is your bhakti. Everybody's got the service, but how you perform it, what is the attitude you perform it in? That is your bhakti. That is what Krishna ultimately wants, your bhakti. But you can manifest it through service. So it's the bhakti that attracts Krishna. So here, Mahaprabhu and Panchatattva, they've come to, they're the Yuga avatars. They come, Mahaprabhu spread his mission in India. Mostly in Bengal, Orissa. These real bhaktas are there. But all over India, he preached and spread Krishna consciousness. Krishna, when he appeared here 5,000 years ago, he performed his pastimes, killed all the demons from beginning from Putana, Kamsa, Shishupala. He established Yudhisthira on the throne because he was a bhakta. So Krishna killed all the demons, established righteousness with the Pandavas, etc. Then his pastime finished. Everything went back Golok, back to Godhead. Suddenly finished. Mahaprabhu didn't finish his pastime. His pastime is every town and village of the world. He only did India. So what we're doing here now, the whole setup here, this is a past continuation of Mahaprabhu's pastime. This is a continuation of Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is actually Leela. What you are doing right here now, this is actually Leela. And you're in the Leela because you're helping contribute to fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Leela! So this is the munificence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his mission. He's come to give us that savor where we can express our love for Krishna. So this here, they are the deliverance for the age of Kali. So this temple has manifold, but these the main thing is to deliver all the living entities. This is the main reason why Krishna comes, when he comes, to pick us out of this place where we are rotting in the gutter of material existence and take us back to Godhead. That's his business, because he loves us. He doesn't want to see us rotting in this material world. He wants us to come back home, back to Godhead. So therefore he always comes and he picks us up from this material world and gives the message. So this is his greatest thing. So this is what's going to happen. He's going to awaken that love that we have, that's eternal. Everybody wants to love and be loved. This is the nature. But we find that ultimate resting place is in the lotus feet of Krishna and Gauranga. So this is what Mahaprabhu has given. He's waking our eternal love for Krishna so we can go back to Godhead and continue that eternal loving relationship. So this is the main reason why the Lord appears. But here, the TOVP, it starts from there. It all begins from there. That is the prediction. That we can build a temple. That's quite practical. Spread love of Godhead. We may not have the potency, but we do have the potency and ability to build this temple. And it's going on now. It's already halfway finished. So that we can do, and we are doing. And the other reason of the significance of this temple is that it's going to change the whole thinking of the world. Because here we're showing there's a big dome. Prabhupada gave us all these indications. Big dome, hanging on the dome like a chandelier. Inside the dome, the different planetary systems that are existing, the structure of the universe that modern scientists have absolutely no clue about. They don't know where it goes on forever, or it has an ending, or what. No life on the other planets. They have no clue whatsoever. So here we're going to depict the different planetary systems, up and down, the types of life that are going on in the universe, and even what's beyond the universe, and then onto the spiritual world, and then to the supreme abode of the Lord, Goloka Vrindavan, where Krishna's eternally formed his pastimes. And we have a form of the God. We have what we know, what he looks like. We know his pastimes. We know his mother's. We know his father. We know of his friends. We know of his gopis. All that information is there. No one else has this information. It is coming from the most authoritative source and the oldest source of knowledge, the Vedas and Srimad Bhagavatam. So religion is going to have to start rethinking. the scientists are going to have to start rethinking. Everybody is going to, and plus the artwork and stuff like that, everyone, architects and people, they're going to come and see it. There's all so many different angles, and pilgrims are going to be astonished by the beauty and magnificence of this temple sitting on the bank of the Ganga. So it's all happening from this place. That's the prediction. It's all happening. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada, he wrote to one Indian gentleman and he was telling him of our project and how we've got government permission and how we've got this much land and we're building this much high temple and we're spending this much many dollars, and it's exaggerated. But now it's okay. But when Prabhupada said it, it was exaggerated. But now it's all true. So we have all these things. We got government permission. And then he said, now, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is pleased, it will be taken up. So Prabhupada was no fool to think that just because we got the temple, we got the money, we got the permission, that it's going to happen. No. Everything depends on the sanction of the Lord. Now, he said, when Lord Chaitanya is pleased, it will be taken up. And I think Lord Chaitanya is becoming very pleased at the progress of everything. All these predictions are coming true. So it definitely seems like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is happy. And tonight we're here to make him even more happy by building his temple more quickly. So then at any time it can happen. But we can do that much. We can put the temple there. And then it's up to the Lord when he wants to manifest his pastimes. So that we can do. And Srila Prabhupada said that temple is actually already existing. Because it's the desire of the Lord. The Ichcha Shakti. The Lord desires. It happens automatically. His potencies execute that desire. So he said this temple is existing because the Lord has desired it. It's already existing. He said Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had a vision of it. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was staying in Nabadweep at that time. This was before he discovered the Tibet. And at the evening time he was looking across the Ganga to the eastern direction, and he saw what he described as a big mansion. Mansion. This TOVP is mansion. You can say it's not temple because it's not, no shikara, no pointed. But mansion is a mansion house, beautiful. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that was his revelation. A great mansion house which was illuminating the area for miles and miles around. And one of his sons was with him. And he said, can you see? He said, yes, I see that, huge. And they had their servant with him. They said, can you see that? And he said, no, I cannot see anything. So it wasn't, but it was revealed to the devotees, the pure devotees, that he had that vision. So Prabhupada said, it's already existing, the temple. You got to put the bricks and the cement and marble, and you'll get the credit. And then he said, just like Arjuna, when he was at Kurukshetra, and Krishna showed his form of time, and everyone was rushing into the mouths of Krishna, and he was chewing everyone. Bhishma, Drona, all the soldiers were rushing into, they were being chewed by Krishna. Krishna said, look, Arjuna, I've already killed everyone. The battle hasn't even begun yet, but Krishna was showing, look, I've already killed everyone. But you pick up your Gandhava bow, you fight, you be the instrument, and you'll get the credit. If you don't, someone else will. So Prabhupada said, if you don't build this temple, someone else will build it. But better you build it and you get the credit. But it's already existing. So we can build that temple and put it up. And then we can just wait for the Lord's desire. When his happiness is there, when his pleasure is there, then we will see how everything is manifesting. There's a nice purport in Chaitanya-caritamrita, Prabhupada. It was talking about how Panchatat were there, and they were chanting and dancing and showing all symptoms of ecstasy and rolling on the floor, and And they were happy that the whole universe began to chant and dance in ecstasy. But Prabhupada says in the purport, he is saying that the whole universe was dancing in ecstasy because Mahaprabhu only spread his mission in India. We didn't see it even go outside or all over the universe. So then Prabhupada says in his purport, he said that the Panchatattva, they actually set in motion this Sankirtan mission. And he said, so similarly, ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, in that same momentum, is going on, is pushing on this movement. I thought that was nice. So it means that be patient, it's coming. It's coming, it's been set into momentum, this loving feeling. It's a loving feeling that comes from Gauranga and Krishna. But it's coming, it's set into momentum. And we're also in that Prabhupada and following in that momentum. ISKCON is pushing on in that same way. I thought that was very nice. But it's coming. The flood of love is coming. People, we have to be patient. Are you ready?
Yes.
When it comes. Haribol. Tovp ki jai. Panchatattva ki jai. Nava jogapit. Bhakta Vrinda's ki Nitai Gopi Manandi. Thank you. Prabhupada ki.